We're going to start the second act with a piece that's not written by a woman of the woods or a wild woman, but rather a wizard of the woods, Stephen Sondheim.
Yes.
I watched Six by Sondheim on HBO Go last night. It's so good. And this song is, like, sexist as fuck, but we're going to gender bend it and hope that it doesn't come off sexist as fuck.
It's still going to come off pretty sexist. Do we still need to vamp?
Yeah, for a minute.
Okay. Cool. Fun fact about Stephen Sondheim that I learned as a teenager at Carnegie Mellon's pre-college program for musical theater. He has a sex dungeon in his house.
I believe that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our teacher made us turn off our recording devices because nerds were recording his lecture. He's like, turn off your devices. Stephen Sondheim has a sex dungeon in his apartment.
Okay, turn back on now.
Yeah, and we were all like, okay.
I'll double check that we're going, and then you guys are...
Stephen Sondheim sex dungeon.
Sounds like a Herald team that I don't want to be on. All right, are we all good? Right.
Yep, as soon as this goes, you are...
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech. When the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach. High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair. Blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Agony, far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you. If there only were doors. Agony, all the torture they teach. What's as intriguing or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, well-mannered and caring and considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens would wish for.
Then why don't
do I know?
The girl must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair and you see her up there and you're nearing her all while you're hearing her.
Agony, misery,
woe,
but it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach. Agony that can cut like a knife. I must have her to
I've always identified as more of a femme prince than a princess. So.
let's
get Dwight and Eric back up here.
Yeah.
Eric also like expert speaker holding in that.
Yeah.
Like really nicely done. Hell yeah. Should put that on your resume.
we were gonna learn that live, and literally like it's a 2.5 minute song, and there's a 30-minute video on YouTube of the theory and the chords behind it. And I worked on it for about 5 minutes. I'm like, fuck you, son. We're doing karaoke. Yeah.
I did the same thing because I listened to it and I was like, oh, it sounds like 2 notes. And then I'm like not good at playing music. And I was like, fuck me. Here, do you
want to
do it?
Remember how I told you not to say that before you start playing piano?
It's my favorite thing to do. I want to set the expectation that I am not good at this. Very mediocre.